The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but each sound effect has a positive impact on people. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, most news has an intended negative impact on people. That's the design. Also, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we desire to have the right impact on helping people get one step closer to the Lord. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. So here's a good one. What impacts you the most in order to have less anxiety? What do you do that helps you have less anxiety? Less concern? Less stress? Those are the questions. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. You can just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jim and Jacob. Talking to Jim and Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. Thank you, David, and happy Thursday.
Yep.
Almost forgot what day was.
Yeah, that's right. They're all in there. You know, if you ended with day, no matter what you would have went with, you would have been right. So it doesn't matter any of the other seven, as long as it ended with day, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep, it's happy day.
Yeah,
yep.
So whatever, you just go, great day, David. You got yourself covered. Good job. Here we go. There is so much to cover, and I do want you to be aware. Look, if you've got something going on and you've got a prayer request, we got people that are sending in prayer requests on a regular basis, and we do our best to help and to encourage. We also have praise reports, and guess what I got? Another, oh my goodness, that's 4 out of 4 this week, another praise report. I mean, is that cool or what? I got another one, a new one that came in just this morning, so we're going to share that as well. Really cool stuff. I do want you to know, if you want to reach out to us by phone, you can do that. You can also text. Don't be afraid. It won't hurt you. You can do any of these things right now live. If you're in San Diego, it's 11:35. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:35. If you are on the moon, it just depends on what part of the moon you're on, and then I wouldn't be able to tell you what time it is anyway, so that really doesn't matter. But you can also text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming up, and we do it for a very specific reason, so that I slow it down. Here you go.
214-210-8483.
That's the number you can use to text. Additionally, we encourage you to send an email. People engage with us on a regular basis on email. You just write it to David, that'd be me, at hemustincrease.org, basing it on John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. Don't forget the org, or you're not going to get there. David at hemustincrease.org. We're also going to send you up to the website where there are some really cool things. There's some of the book is available for free on the website. If you have any problem with any of the books I wrote, we'll get them to you free. We just have no problem with that whatsoever. If you're like, well, I can't afford it, tell me. I'll send you one. I got some extra copies laying around. We got people that can do it on digital. I got them all on PDF files. It's like, just let me know. I'll send it to you. Not a big deal. And bottom line to that is on the website, stuff to encourage you. So you think, well, what are the books about, Dave? The books are about recovering from tough spiritual life, having a bad church experience, and yet still getting back, knowing that God has gifted you to be a blessing to others. And while you might have had a stumble or two en route, he is not finished with you. When he is finished with you, it will be your own trumpet that you hear, or his full corporate return. Get it? Okay. So on the website, though, is a place to give. We don't harp on it. We make jokes about it. We need giving because we're just like any other ministry. I do this full time. You think, well, how do you do it full time? Well, I spend about 4 hours a day in study. I spend about 4 hours a day driving. Okay, that's an exaggeration. It's really 2.5 every day. We do 1.5 hours on the show, and then I do a lot of additional counseling and encouraging. That's just some of it. And I do that really 6 days a week, more than anything else. Bottom line is, if I could have an opportunity to do another job with what I'm doing, I would do it just to supplement the ministry. Doesn't seem like it's working out that way. Therefore, I depend that much more on my brothers and sisters. If you can give, great. If you can't, God bless you. Maybe the Lord will put you in a position where you can down the road. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. What the Lord wants you to do, no matter what, whether it's with us or anybody else, is make sure that you never give God leftovers. He doesn't give you leftovers. You don't give them to him. He gave you the best. You give him the best. You can give as well as enjoy the things on the website, be blessed and be encouraged by them. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
I should say that's what's up and coming for the teaching. You better get ready. Before we do any of that, I got another testimony to share. See, so Joy and that testimony led to somebody else's testimony through the email. Then that led to somebody else's testimony in San Diego. This led to a testimony of somebody that texts me. And I'm going to not use their name, but I'm going to share the story. I just want you to listen. It's not overly complex. Really good stuff. I'll do my best in this. Okay, here we go. Oops, my volume is up. Shouldn't be up. Oh, that was my fault. All right, here's what
I was thinking, is that me?
No. I can't believe my volume button didn't drop. You know, my phone, I love my phone. I love it when it doesn't irritate me.
Well, my phone will do that too. It'll start playing stuff, and I have no idea where it's coming from.
Like, where does that come from? Yeah. How do you live without this stuff? I know. Throw it in the water. Anyhow, this is what it says. Since I listen to your show while I work, I cannot call in. I wanted to give you a praise report. First, I have my life to the Lord. I owe my life to the Lord. I was baptized on Saturday. Not sure what's going to happen from here. I'm afraid I might mess it up, but I'm no longer walking alone, nor do I fight alone. The Lord has blessed my marriage, and we have both decided we don't want a divorce, and we want to work on things. Praise the Lord. And I must say, I see things in a new perspective. Things that used to matter are not as important anymore. Things I took for granted, I now see in a new light. I just want to thank you for the show and for the prayers, and thank you for just listening to me sharing. The Lord bless you. So this is somebody that shares a testimony. Now listen, okay? The reason I'm not sharing everything about it is because you don't need to know that part. What you need to know is that his wife and himself have made a decision. We are going to make this happen. And that is where a lot of marriages, they either succeed or fail right there and then. And it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. It is always a constant decision to say, yes, we are going to make this happen. And they've both made that decision, and we ought to be in prayer for them because they want to make it right. And what I find amazing about that testimony is from that testimony, this person has a new perspective because life is a lot different when you walk it with the Lord. You get that? It's a lot different. What is that, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ooh. I mean, we don't understand everything, even if we have a brilliant brain? Yeah, that's correct. Exactly. All right, here we go. Right into the text-a-rooney. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, and it says this: I hope you will bear with me in a little folly and in my foolishness, but you're already doing that. I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I promised you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. And I am afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, our minds may be led astray. Just listen to this. We're beginning chapter 11 in 2 Corinthians, which, by the way, tells you we're closing in on finishing this book as well. Paul initiates a plea for patience towards his own folly. I've done that with you multiple times. He requests the church at Corinth to tolerate a little bit of his goofiness, a little bit of his foolishness, then jests that they're already doing that, and he encourages them to keep doing that. He then expresses his godly jealousy for the church at Corinth. For those that don't know, there are forms of jealousy that are godly. God is a jealous God. That's not a sinful jealousy, that's a righteous and a holy jealousy. He expresses his godly jealousy for the church, and while many characteristics can lead to sin, some of those traits, like jealousy that's godly, under a godly context, when they point to the Lord Jesus, they are a good thing. And Paul declares his godly jealousy for them. But then he says this, and everybody needs to listen to me. You hear a lot, and you know me, I bounce up and down. I'm kind of a nutty guy, right? Without hesitation, Paul expresses his fear for the church at Corinth and God's people. Why? What could you possibly be afraid of? He's worried that they will be deceived by Satan, by the serpent, leading their minds astray. I'm just going to, it is impossible to miss this. If you think, I never go through that stuff, that's how good Satan is. You don't even know you're going through it. You don't even know it's spiritual warfare. That's how slick he is. That's how stealth he operates. By the way, the word thief in the New Testament means one that operates by stealth. And so Paul says, I'm afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by Satan's cunning, your minds might be led astray. So we don't have to be brilliant theologians to rip this apart and go, let's see, Paul's concerned about something. He's afraid that like Eve was deceived by Satan's cunning, our minds will also be deceived by Satan's cunnings. Where is then, therefore, the temptations, the problem, the warfare that takes place? It takes place between your left and right ear. I cannot stress this enough. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind in the Greek is sas, friend, means safe thinking. And many of us operate way outside of safe thinking. And what the enemy does is he drops in one thought, two thought, three thought, four, and then we pick it up, and then it becomes more than that and more dangerous than that, introducing not just doubt, but distraction, demonic directions, deviousness. It's like all of that comes because we say, I don't see what the problem with that thought is. And it's really simple. It's like, wait a minute. And this is the second time in the same letter that Paul is referencing this. He did it in chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. This warfare takes place between your left and right ear. I just have a question for you. If it takes place in your mind, how does that get there? Does it get there by Satan attacking your kneecap? Nope. Does it get there by Satan attacking you by thinning your hair? Not really. How does it get there? He drops those thoughts in. People say, well, it has to come through the eyes or it has to come through the ears. There's nothing in Scripture that says that. In fact, it says the opposite. Satan entered Judas's heart. So, yeah, I don't know about any of that. I know what the Scriptures say. And the enemy comes against us, and we need to have our armor on every single day. Because without that armor, we are in a warfare unarmed against one who has been tweaking mankind since the first two. That's a lot of time to learn a lot of traits about humans, isn't it? He's not omniscient, but he has been studying us for thousands of years, and each and every one of us. Oh, by the way, even Jesus, he tried, right? Every one of us. Be aware of that warfare. We're going to come back to that in a second. So important. I'm passionate about it because I know that's where a lot of things break down for people. All right, we're going to take a short, deep breath. That's pretty short right there. Here you go. Who was criticized by his wife for dancing before servants like a madman? Who was criticized by his wife for dancing before his servants like a madman? Was it Abraham, Samuel, or David? Which of those three danced with all his might? And the wife thought, that is just so unprofessional and undignified. Who was that? Was that the wife of Abraham, the wife of Samuel, or the wife of David? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972. Ooh, 972-445-0770. You probably won't get an electric shock or anything, but you probably will have a nice time saying hi to Jacob. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, because we like that too, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. So, who was criticized by the wife for dancing before the servants in just an undignified manner? Was it Abraham's wife, Samuel's wife, or David's wife? Ooh, that's the question that we got before you now. Back to the text, because you thought we were done. No, we're not. Okay. I remember sitting there thinking, what is wrong with you? Everything. You want to hear how funny my day is? Can I tell you the story? You want to hear a great story?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I'm in my car, so I had to get another car. Everybody knows that my other car was falling apart, so I had to get another car. And it's about the same. It's about a $15 difference in my payment, okay? But I'm saving $20 in gas, so it's like, okay, I can live with that. So I'm driving the car, and in the last month and a half, I've noticed something about the car. Listen to this. Tell me if you catch this. This is right in keeping with what I'm talking about. There's this noise. and I keep looking, and I keep thinking it's by where my seatbelt. You know how you have your seatbelt, and some of the seatbelts you can push a button, and it goes up and down, so you can make it higher or lower, so it comes across your body higher or lower, right? You know what I'm saying? So I keep thinking it's that thing, right? That thing may be making noise. So I'm moving it up and down. Nope, that's not it. Then I'm thinking maybe it's the window and the way the window seals. So it's like, oh, no, that's not the window seals. So then I'm thinking it's where the window goes in on the where the window comes in on the car, on the door. And so I smack it a couple times. Then I hit it with my elbow really hard, like bam, 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 like trying to get the noise to stop. Right? This is what I'm talking about. Remember what I just said, talking about the mind, right? So I'm like, none of this is working. It's making the same noise. Like, this is driving me. I'm like, what, do they make these cars cheap now? That's where you go to, right? The default, right? Guess what I did? I leaned up and moved my water bottle because it was off a little bit, so in the little door, and the sound stopped. And it was the water bottle that was kicking against the, you know how it's a little pouch they have for your little water bottle and it's on your door?
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
kicking against the side of the plastic. And I'm thinking it's a manufactured defect that's probably thousands of dollars.
You're thinking, oh no, I got to get another car.
And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I bought a bad car. It was the water bottle that I put in there. Don't tell me that's not sad.
You said you started hitting the, what were you hitting?
Yeah, I hit the, where the window, where the you know how it goes into the door, the window where you have like power window and it goes down, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hitting, you know, like right where it enters to see if it's just something stuck in there.
Well, good thing you found out, because if you would have kept hitting your car, there might have been something wrong with it.
There would have been something. See, now that's the sin. You think that doesn't make any sense. No, that makes perfect sense, because we think it's this, and it could be something as dumb as a water bottle, but what are we doing? Fighting in our mind to find out what's going on.
And then we all have the same thinking. We're thinking if I hit it, it'll fix it.
That's right, which that's a whole separate issue. I won't even discuss that right
now. Oh, TV's not working? Just hit it a couple times.
Just smack that TV. It'll work, by golly. So let's just pick this up from 2 Corinthians 11, where he says, I'm afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, our minds might be led astray. Now watch, here's the big key. From your simple and pure devotion to Christ. Now other texts say, from your simplicity to Christ. So don't, you know, it's not a problem on either one of those. Both of those translations are workable in the Greek. That's not the issue. It's the same principle. We're being deceived away from this simple and pure devotion to Jesus. And the reason that's important is because it shows the enemy he's really, really quite good at complicating faith by making things more difficult in our faith than they're supposed to be. And you know what that does? Listen to what it does. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. It suppresses true grace. It suppresses true love. It suppresses true joy. All that come from Jesus. The enemy is not an idiot. He's an enemy. And he's strategic. And so by getting us to move away from the simplicity that's in Jesus and our devotion to him and our commitment to him, what do we focus on? Other stuff. Yet the scripture says what in Matthew 6:33? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Some people want to just seek the kingdom for fire insurance. It ain't enough. Do you get that? It's not enough. And so this text is essential. I mean, I can't really express it in the right words because I'm lousy at that. But you have to understand that we are in this war in our minds. And Satan's not sitting there. He doesn't come and go, hi, I'm Satan, and I'm here to mess you up. That's not how it goes. Remember, Satan, he comes as an angel of light. There's a lot of deception. It looks good. Everything looks normal. It looks simple. And then he makes it complex and makes it bondage-oriented. All Satan wants to do is put you more in bondage. All that God does brings you into this full freedom of grace and mercy and love and kindness and compassion and every other element that's a blessing for you. So stop thinking this is just about, you know, you and how you're functioning in your existence for your, what's the word I'm looking for your quality of the walk. Listen, he saved you. Now you're connecting to him so that you reflect Jesus Christ. Don't be disconnected or led astray by other goofy stuff. Stay connected to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying by that? Stay connected. And all the other stuff you go through, it ain't that big a deal. Stop. If the Lord comes and appears in your room and says, hey, it's time to go, you know what all your problems are? Gone. Okay? So I'm just saying, this is, in one moment, everything could be, yep, that's over. So let's at least keep it right. Stay connected. Stay in the simplicity that's in Jesus. Remember how simple it was when you first started? Oh, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And then as you get older as a Christian, you're like going, ah, now there's all these other things. Stop that. That salvation hasn't changed. You've changed. You see that difference? Wow. Okay. If you're in San Diego, we love you. Keep listening. You go to HeMustIncrease.org and click on the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, you just got to hang out. We're going to take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.